Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
This is John Kiefer with your Jazz Game Rewind, and as a diehard Jazz fan, I am hurting right now as the Jazz fell to the Denver Nuggets 80-78 tonight. The Jazz were down 19 points early in the third quarter, and then they fought with everything they had to close this season. Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert helped them on an epic second-half comeback. Donovan scored 14 straight in the third quarter as the Jazz clawed their way back, getting it to just 5 points to start the fourth quarter. Rudy Gobert put up 16 points and 15 rebounds in the second half alone and made a tough shot to give the Jazz a 70-68 lead with just 5 minutes remaining. The game slowed down to a crawl from there, but I'm going to throw it over to Locke and Boone on the call so you can hear how this one ended.
Murray. Ingles picks him up. Jokic sets the pick. Murray works around the pick, swings it back to Jokic. He'll take the three short. Over Gobert. It's short. Guys are exhausted. You can see their minds working and their body not. 2:50 to play. Donovan crosses over, attacks inside. Layup good. Oh, Donovan Mitchell, you're marvelous.
It's his first two here in the fourth quarter.
Tied at 74. We've been tied at 68. 70, 72, and 74. Murray driving. Pull-up jumper. Off the glass and in. Murray's second field goal of the second half.
Didn't expect this low-scoring game, though, huh?
Defenses have shown. 76-74. 2:25 to play. Mike Conley, the veteran, picked up in the offseason. Works the dribble. Bounces it off the foot of Jokic. 14 on the shot clock. Mike's had a mixed bag of game sevens in his career. His last one was good. The one before that in a major game seven against the Clippers, he went 2 of 13. And the one before that, he went 7 of 19. And tonight, he's 2 of 12. High pick and roll. Conley driving with the left hand in the lane, lost the basketball, turns it over. And this one's becoming a tough night for Mike Conley. 76-74, 2 minutes left.
If Conley's going to be able to do that, they need to make sure they have better spacing.
Murray at the top, guarded by O'Neal. Palming with his right hand.
Need a stop.
Down by two, 1:48 to play. Murray works, drives, at Gobert, layup. Good, he slid by the two-time defensive player of the year. Inbound comes to Conley. Got to get the ball to Donovan. Mike Conley, guarded by Craig. 1:38 left. Conley bounces to O'Neal, attacks and lays it up and in. 78-76, 1:32 left. Jazz are using Donovan as a decoy right now. O'Neal is guarding Jamal, trying to not let him get the ball. They go in the post to Grant, guarded by the 6'1 Conley. 6'9 Grant, bumps and backs, kicks out to Murray. How'd he get the pass? Over to Jokic. Hands back to Murray. O'Neal on him. Between the legs, he comes back left. Jazz double. Murray, step back. Throws the pass off the rim, loose ball on the ground, going to the ground for it, and we got a shot clock violation with 1:08 to play.
One of the better defensive possessions the Jazz have had all night long, and it came at the right time.
Mason Plumlee will check in for Jokic, who has 5 fouls. Denver will use a timeout if they get the ball back. Ingles inbounds it to Conley. Donovan comes to get it. Guarded by Gary Harris, who did not play until game 6 of the series. Donovan working off the pick. He's double-teamed. He keeps it alive. He goes through his legs. He drives. He kicks it out to Conley. Conley collects himself. Now penetrates. Bounces to O'Neal. O'Neal gives it back to Conley. 5 on the clock. Mike drives. Jump stops. Lobs to Rudy. Dunked at the rim to tie it. The shot clock must have been a second away, and then Plumlee walked inbounds. What's the call? Rudy got hit in the face. He's worrying about a contact. In the meantime, Plumlee was about to walk in bounds. They called the timeout. They did call the timeout. But we're tied. The shot clock was at 2.4 when Rudy Gobert slammed it home on a Mike Conley give. And no foul call. Plumlee hit Gobert in the face. Because you know why? It's game 7 in the final minute. Wow. 47.5 seconds to play. Jazz fans are going to be furious that there was no foul called on Plumlee as he hit Rudy Gobert dead square in the face as Rudy dunked it. Could have given the Jazz a chance for the lead. Tied at 78. Here's Murray. Picked up by O'Neal. 44 seconds left. O'Neal all over Murray. He's at the logo at the top. He's working the dribble. They're trying to force him left. He gets back to his right. O'Neal stays tethered. Reset by Jokic. Jokic at the top. Driving left on Gobert. They're trying to force him to his left. He works. He twirls. He fades. He scores.
Oh, boy. How do you make a wild shot like that so often?
Because you're good. 80-78. Jazz down by two. 23 seconds left. Shot clock's at 19. Quinn calls a timeout. Let's see what one of the best in the NBA diagramming plays goes with. Game clock's at 17. Inbound in the backcourt to Donovan. Harris retreats. Donovan comes across the logo with 14 seconds. Spins on Harris. Harris knocks it away. Turnover on Mitchell. Denver with the ball. 8 seconds left. Bounce pass to Craig. Layup, no. Rudy rebounds. 3 seconds left. Out to Conley. Conley rises for the win. It's swirled out. And Denver advances to the second round.
God, oh my goodness. That ball was down in the basket.
Mike Conley for a three off a missed layup by Denver. And Utah had a chance to advance. And it swirls out on Mike Conley.
With the loss tonight, that brings a close to a memorable Jazz season, and we'll have to wait to see what offseason changes may be in store. It's too early to look to the future, though, and I think we should take some time to look back. I could give more analysis of this game, but to close the final Jazz Game Rewind of the season, I put together some of the best calls from this past year for your listening enjoyment. Thank you to everyone out there supporting the Jazz, and I ask that you continue to listen to the Locked On Jazz podcast. And as always, visit LockedOnJazz.net for all your Jazz news and notes. This has been John Kiefer with your Jazz Game Rewind.
Conley's on the near side. He runs toward the ball. And Bogdanović pops to the corner. He's open for three. Got it! Bojan Bogdanović! Jazz win! Ingles will inbound. 1.6 seconds left. Down by two. Ingles holding. Fakes a pass. Finds Bogdanović. Contested three. Gone! Bojan Bogdanović! Bojan Bogdanović! Say it again! Bojan Bogdanović! Holy cow! Straight away three from 30 feet. Contested by two defenders. And the Jazz win! Here comes Donovan. He's been brilliant in the clutch. Comes off a Bogdanović pick. Splits it. Attacks. Kicks to the corner. O'Neal for three. To the front court. Jazz by two. Picked up by O'Neal. Takes a right hand dribble to the sideline. Chest it to the top. Driving to the basket to right. Blocked by Gobert. Rudy Gobert with an unbelievable block at the rim. And they foul Donovan. Two time. Flares to the corner to Donovan. Ball fakes Kawhi Leonard. Drives. Goes up high. Cocks the right hand and hammers. Oh, Donovan. Stolen by the Jazz. Gobert has it. Pushes ahead to Bogdanović. Back to Clarkson. Clarkson attacks the tin and lays it up and in. 109-102 Utah. Timeout Doc Rivers. Kawhi Leonard, the finals MVP. Bounce pass down low to Zubac. He loses it. Saves it. It's right to Ingles. Jazz on the run. Gobert coming down the middle. Bogdanović right corner. Fires the three. Bojan! 114-107. The Jazz with their statement win of the season against Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. 11-6 minutes to play. Looking for their 10th straight win. Donovan, rise and fire. Three straight away. Jazz steal the inbound. Moutier for three. Got it! Donovan hit the free throw. The Nets inbound. Moutier steals it. Fires the three. And it's good. Ingles shoves off with the left hand. Comes out the pick. Hesitates. In the lane. Floater. Scores. Ties his career high. 27 for Joe Ingles. Then finds Bogdanović cutting for the slam dunk. And Rudy rolls the other way with his hands out wide like he's flying a plane after a no-look dime to Bojan Bogdanović. And the Utah Jazz are going to win 10 straight.
straight ball games for the 11th time in franchise history.
Donovan drives to the rack, floats it over out of Bayou up and in. Wow, what a shot. Donovan came left to right with a low scoop while going away from the basket. Here's Donovan, hard drive to the rack, high arcing layup. Good. We're tied at 65. Jazz on the run, right to left in the city uniforms. Clarkson with a left-hand dribble. Rise, fire, three. Pow! Oh, my Jordan Clarkson. Fly, fly away, Jordan. You're on fire. Dragic, step back, no. Rebound, Gobert. That will do it.
Rudy now with...
Jazz will go to break, having won 18. Four in a row. Ingles lobs, Rudy. Dunk! Oh, they popped the roof off the house to close the game tonight. Jazz by 15. Donovan attacking Murray. Pull-up jumper for the tie. Yes! Oh, my goodness gracious! How good are these guys? Eyes closed again. Three dribbles again. Spin the ball. Knee bend. Good. Donovan has 51 points, the most by a Utah Jazz player ever in a playoff game. Donovan, three ball. Got it! Donovan Mitchell, 54. Michael Jordan, 63. Elgin Baylor, 61. Donovan Mitchell, 57 are the three highest scoring playoff games in NBA history. Donovan drives at Jokic. Right hand outstretched. Twirls. Scoops. Scores. Donovan Mitchell. Oh, the looks in his eyes. Donovan's got the look in his eyes right now. Five on the clock. Donovan through the legs. Rise. Fire. Three. Sweet revenge. Talk now, Paul Millsap. Talk now. What do you got to say? That's a three in your grill, Paul. Donovan Mitchell, you are something else. 46 for the kid. Don't talk to me, says Donovan. Don't talk to me. Donovan with 48 points. Two free throws would give him a beautiful round number for the second time in the playoffs. Free throw rolls in is good. Oh, if this could have just been a real home game. 126-120. Donovan 16 of 16 at the line and 50 points. Mike Malone basically came out with a defensive strategy tonight that dared Donovan Mitchell to go drop 50 on him again. And guess what he did?
Drop 50.